An international animal rights group is calling on the U.S. restaurant chain industry to reduce or eliminate the use of gestation crates for livestock and poultry that are grown for meat. Since 2002, 11 states have restricted or banned gestation crates, but Utah isn't among them. Pork producers keep sows in these cramped crates throughout their lives, artificially impregnate them, and take away their young to keep up with the demand for meat. As of December 2021, Utah farms accounted for just over 1% of the total U.S. hog inventory, according to the National Pork Producers Council. Devin Deere is with Animal Equality and says improvements have been made, but more needs to be done.
We've seen some really big players in this industry move away from crates. Well, McDonald's, Wendy's, Jack in the Box, Chipotle, Shake Shack, Panera Bread. These companies have all either significantly reduced or eliminated crates from their supply chain. So we know that it can be done successfully.
Deere adds around 60% of pigs in the U.S. are crated for their entire pregnancies and will spend, on average, 74% of their lives in crates. The report lists corporations like Denny's, Chick-fil-A, Dunkin', and KFC, among others, as not being aggressive enough in reducing their crate usage. Deere hopes the farm bill currently being debated in Congress can help advance the issue. Deere says despite what is happening with state and national level legislative efforts, companies have what she calls a corporate responsibility to treat animals in their supply chain humanely. She explains the use of crates among farming operations gained popularity in the 80s and 90s in an effort to maximize profits and efficiency. But she says the practice comes with a hefty price tag, especially for the animals.
When you have this many animals in one place, you're getting really high concentrations of feces, and you're having all of the environmental impacts of this. I mean, pigs produce a ton of waste, and this has to be disposed of properly to not make nearby communities sick. The pigs in these barns are in distress, and they are either screaming or completely silent, neither of which is a natural behavior.
Deere says as a result of the pigs being in crates, they experience much higher levels of stress, which then translates to more antibiotic use and could lead to issues with runoff into ground and surface water. One of the largest pork producers, Smithfield, which has operations in Utah and has confronted legal challenges, have stated they're phasing out the use of gestation crates. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.